Decrees. Let's get it. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're going to tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to another great episode of the Mark and Will Show. And of course, you got your favorite two hosts of the most, Mark and Will. What's up, my brother?
What's going on with you, man?
Thursday. Football is officially back.
Yes, it is. A bang bang tonight.
So yes, yeah. It is. Way to start it off.
Yeah. You know, they don't, and you know what? And I love that. They do not play, man. Whoever right. The Super Bowl champion is, you playing somebody good. So
off top.
Yeah, I love that. That's good stuff. That is real good stuff, man. Can't complain about that.
No.
We're going to see if the Bills is real.
You ain't lying about that
one. The Rams can, they got their machine. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they chilling. We good.
You know you greedy, but
right.
Like, yeah, we got one. Yeah.
It's hard to get back there. We got one.
So, hey, we'll see.
It's definitely hard to get back.
See if they be a little flat, man. Whatever. How's your day and everything?
It was cool. It's crazy. Because I finally got the Nintendo to where I could stream on it now.
Oh, okay.
I was like, shoot, bingo, clutch. It's on now.
Right.
Mario and all that. Pac-Man. Yes. I felt Pac-Man. I was excited. Oh, yeah. Like being at the laundry mat back in the day.
That Miss Pac-Man.
Right. Yeah. That was your day.
It was all right, man.
It's your second day back at work, ain't it?
Yeah, to mama lands. Yes, sir. Yes, it's all right, man. It's all good, you know what I'm saying? And beautiful weather.
Absolutely.
Beautiful weather, and that's the great thing. Mm-hmm. Can't complain. Let's keep it like this.
Please.
We don't want no 90s. September, let's go on and ease on into fall and all that good stuff.
Right.
So everybody can get their fall gear out and stuff. Hoodies, get ready, makeup, parents, all kinds of stuff.
You
got
chili
in the morning.
Right.
All that kind of good stuff. So, hey, I'm excited.
What you see it.
Football is here.
What you see it.
So, hey, it is what it is.
Absolutely right.
Let's see. Social media. MarkandWillShow.com. Put them three W's in front of it.
Find
it. It's all good. MarkandWillShow, everything. You see it. That's what we do.
Yep.
It's all good. Check it out. FNC, check it out. Go ahead, subscribe. Friday Night Crew. Check out the newest episode of that one. Big time. We go gaming. Hey, you know the deal. It's coming. Mark's already done dropped some stuff on her. Fine-tuning things. All that kind of good stuff. So we'll definitely have different things popping on. And make sure you guys enjoy. But get, your tag. Use the tags. And we can try to play some games and try to get some tournaments and all that good stuff. So definitely check that out.
Absolutely.
Big time. High school. You already know the awards. Hey, first one, the first time, the lineman of the week, Andrew.
I'm not doing it. I messed it up yesterday.
Now he did good yesterday. Say the same word.
Cross Cruz?
Yeah. Let's go with that. Kentucky lineman of the week. Shane X did his thing. Congratulations on that one.
Vote for these linemen, people. Vote for these linemen.
Nominate
these linemen.
Big time. You got to go ahead and do that so they get their love. Especially offensive linemen because, they don't have them stats like that.
Right.
Unless you U of L and maybe holding stats. Mark and Will Shows, Offensive Player of the Week. Mercer County, Thaddeus Mays, you did your thing. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Big time. Appreciate you. Yes, sir.
Ooh, I hope they caught that.
Yes, sir. They be all on it. They be, all the wrong stats.
Right.
The Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by Tap Out.
Yeah, Tap
Out. R. Kelly, Jason Schroeder, did his thing. 18 tackles. Congratulations.
Yep.
I know you're going off, and you guys are still going nuts over that stuff. We love it. Continue to do that. Show them love to the youngsters.
Right.
Last but not least, the National Player of the Week, sponsored by
Tap Out.
Bing! One East, Dane Parsley. Hey, multi-talented, nothing but a sophomore, still growing. So, yep. Hey, hats off to them. And so, I want to go ahead and you know, thing about it is that we pride ourselves on giving the youth their, you know, their time to shine and all that kind of good stuff like that. So, you know, we got some games scrolling at the bottom. I'm going to go through them, you know what I'm saying? And we'll definitely go back and do what we got to do because there's some good ones that are coming up.
Right.
And if you're saying my school ain't out there, tell your coach to come on the show.
Right.
I'll win the award.
Yeah.
Put you on
that. Absolutely.
Put school on that.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. You know, give us love, show us love. All that kind of stuff. And come on the show. Don't be scared. Don't be nervous.
Nah.
We don't bust heads.
Ain't nothing nervous about.
We don't bust heads. Thomas Nelson versus Atherton this week.
Come on, Big A.
See what's going on. Danville versus Mercer County.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good Central versus Belfry is going to be a real good one. See what's going on. Simon Kenton versus Beachwood, and they always, Mitch Berger is a monster. Y'all better start voting for that cat. He's
right.
Good. Henderson County versus Boyle County. Boyle County is always good.
Mm-hmm.
Pike County Central versus Clay County. Clay County always got people on the that side. Hey, guys, see what they doing. Butler versus Fern Creek. What's up with the Creek? Coach Abel, what's going on?
Right.
Doss versus Frankfurt. Paul Lawrence Dunbar, I don't know when they put that Lawrence in there, but hey, Paul Dunbar versus Frederick Douglass. This is the team, man. We got to go see them. They ain't no joke.
Mm-hmm.
South Warren, you already know, versus Gibson Southern. Easton versus Henry Clay.
Yep.
Bowling Green versus Hopkinsville. KCD versus J-Town. Trinity versus LaSalle, another out of, you know, that's Ohio, so we're going to see what's up. PRP versus Lexington Catholic. Cal versus LCA. So it's the Christian Academy School.
Yeah.
Going at it. Fort Knox versus Nicholas County. Bryan Station versus Scott County. The Cardinals. Wagner versus Seneca. We're going to see
how good people
really
are.
What's going on? Doing this thing. Ferdell versus Shelby County. Uh-oh. That's a good one. We know them people. Iroquois versus Southern. Yes, sir. Collins versus Spencer County. Undefeated battle right there. Holy Cross versus Western. So I'm going to ask you right now, what are some of the keys? Being that Lexington, we're talking about Lexington Catholic versus PRP. Mm-hmm. Lexington Catholic, they spread that field.
Yeah,
they throw
the
ball,
field. Yeah.
All that kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
What are some of the keys for PRP to you to get a crucial and good game win?
I think number one is going to be defense. Got to lock in on defense because, boy, Lexington throw the heck out of that ball, too, and they can spread it out. So, I think this game right here is going to be a test for our DBs. They just got to lock in, man. Stop the run. That's the main thing. If you can stop that run. Jesus, if you can stop that run. That's going to be key right there. But I think if the defense step up this week, they can win this game. Defense have to step up to get this game.
Do you think that, you know, the first two games, PRP was going at will. Had a little setback against
Bowling
and
Green.
Offense got to show up.
Yeah, offense most definitely got to show up. They got to show up, but I'm going to key in on this defense because I want to see if they can actually stop the run. You know what I'm saying?
And I'll tell you what, also, one key, how is old boy going to react? UK commit.
He's
going to be playing in Lexington.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some people there.
There's going to be people there.
That wants to see. Who is that? Let me use who? Who is that? We're going to make sure. Well, look, I'll probably set it off.
I'm good.
I just set it off.
Jesus Christ.
Who is that? Oh, okay. We know where it is.
Yeah. It's off.
Somebody just came out. So anyway, so I want to see how he's gonna, you know, that's pressure. You and Lexan, they gonna want to see you throw down, and then the other team got players who probably wants to play.
Exactly.
Your case. Yeah. We gonna see. It's gonna be good. I am interested in is this scroller that Collins and Shelby County, Spencer County is gonna be a good one. I want to see that two undefeated teams. That should be a good one. So hey, you already know what it is. Nominate time is going to be coming up, so make sure, you know, you pay attention and do what you got to do. Let's see who's on here. Hey, what's up, Yashira? Good evening. What's up, Shannon? How you doing?
Mom, shit, what up?
How you doing? I know, hey, I hope y'all get your fantasy stuff together. What you got to do? It's showtime.
Bruh said, we not making no excuses.
Get out of the parlor. All right, let's hit that baseball.
Oh, shoot. I'm over here still looking at stuff. What am I doing? All right, baseball. I'm going to drop the scores yesterday, Wednesday, September 7th. The Mets beat Pittsburgh 5-1. Of course, that was a makeup game for September 5th. Atlanta beat the A's 7-3. Dodgers beat the Giants 7-3. Mets beat Pittsburgh. You know, like I said, it was a doubleheader. 10-0 early in that day. The Yankees beat the Twins 5-4. Rockies beat Milwaukee 8-4. Detroit beat the Angels 5-4. White Sox beat Seattle 9-6. Tampa Bay beat Red Sox 1-0. Philly beat Miami 4-3. Blue Jays beat Baltimore 4-1. Reds beat the Cubs 7-1. Seems like they've been playing all week.
Yes, sir.
Cardinals beat the Nationals 6-5. Yankees in the doubleheader beat the Twins 7-1. KC beat the Guardians 2-1. Houston beat Texas 4-3.
We have a problem.
Yes, we do. San Diego beat the Diamondbacks 6-3. Thursday, September the 8th, which is today. And surprisingly, it's not a lot of games on today because I guess because it's the football
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got Miami and Philly, who's on right now. Miami's up 4-3 at the top of the fifth. Twins is down to the Yankees 2-1, top of the fifth. Milwaukee won earlier. They said they want to catch this game, beat the Giants 3-0.
Right.
Nationals beat St. Louis 11-6 earlier. Red Sox beat the Cubs 4-3 early. Jesus, they've been playing all week. That's nuts. Milwaukee beat the Giants 2-1 earlier, which was a doubleheader. They actually back on right now. And late on tonight, you got the White Sox and the A's.
Yes, sir. All right, let's see what's going on. In the standings, the garbage of the garbage time. Let's see, American League East. Boston Red Sox, 67-71, 16.5 games out of first place. And the crazy thing is, if they was in any other division, they'd be right there competing for a spot.
Yep.
The only four games behind 400. If they was in the Central, they'd be like in third place, chasing down or fourth place.
Mm-hmm.
In the Central, you got Detroit Tigers, 52-85, 19 games behind. In the West, you got the Rangers who had impacted in 59-70. Nope, sorry. The A's, 50-87, 38 games out of first place. They are really packed in. In the National League East, you got the Washington Nationals. Let me go back to the A's. They have been officially eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
In the East, the Washington Nationals has been eliminated, 49-89. In the Central, you have the Pirates, 50-86. 30 games out. In the West, you got the Rockies, 59-79, 36 games out. And that is the garbage people of the week. Thank you.
You ain't
but, hey, the scoreboard, standings, all that good stuff. Bump you by 828 a pound.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Time to have fun. We got a big game tonight, but also we're talking about WNBA.
Right.
Game 5.
Game 5.
Suns and Sky.
Hey, it'll be very disappointed if y'all let Connecticut come in here and take his game. Because how they gave him the beat down early during the week. I mean, they looking like we don't care where we at.
Right.
They got that confidence that they can win, but Candace Parker, she can't do it by herself neither.
Nah, she can't do it by herself. And it's gonna be interesting just for the simple fact that it's showtime. I just hate that you continue to do that. Sky is 4 points favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Why put yourself in a situation like we've been talking about all week, basically? Last series, because they start out slow.
Yep.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I'm on Candace and Dana. And
right, all absolutely. Kids, yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if they lose.
Because
they match up. I mean, even though the sky for nothing, but in the regular season, this ain't the regular season. Anything can happen.
Different ball game, exactly.
So we're gonna see.
And the score, current score right now is 17-12.
Ooh, Suns. See, hey. keep on playing games. That's all I got to say. Real quick, we're going to dive into this real quick, the NBA. They already said that Ball may be doubtful for the start of the season. He must have had a terrible.
That's a horrible injury. Something happened.
God, man.
Golly. Because it seemed like he missed all of last year. He was only in the game. I don't even think he played half the games last year.
He didn't play half.
Nah, he ain't played half.
He probably missed at least 60%.
Yeah.
At least.
Jesus, that hurts.
And so now, I mean, he must have some microfracture or something.
Yeah, something's bad. Yeah.
For them to say, no, he still ain't going to be ready.
Right.
Wow.
Man, I hope he can come back, dude, because he's a key part of Chicago, man.
It looks like he's ready doing all that kissing and stuff. I've seen him at the dance club or something. He was with some chick. I mean, his fiance?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, I thought he was ready.
Right. That's what it's.
Well, yeah, hey, what's up, Cassandra? How you doing? What's going on? I think he's ready. I mean, I guess he can't cut.
Yeah, that makes sense. You stupid.
Hey, it is what it is. I mean,
right.
Hey, get that money. You got that money.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not ready.
Jeez
Louis. He ain't ready.
No.
Another thing. We already saw that trade. We already talked about some stuff with that one. Bam! Contender or pretender?
You know, the crazy thing is, before, what's his name, Saxon, before he went down last year, Cleveland was actually balling.
Yeah, they were.
Great and stuff like that.
Yeah, they were.
But you just added Spider into the mix.
Right.
I think they can make some noise in that East.
Yeah.
I think the people got to realize they're not in the West.
Right.
They're in the East. Right. You know what I'm saying? So
all you got to do is get there.
Right. They can make some noise.
Right. Right.
They can upset some people.
especially since you got to think, when, Boston did their stuff, at the beginning of the season, they were just okay. I mean,
right.
They didn't scare nobody.
Exactly.
They didn't scare nobody.
It turned on the playoffs. Like you said, regular season playoffs is different.
We're going to see. And like you said, you hit the key. They're in the East.
Yes. They're in the East. They can make some noise.
Yeah, we're going
to
see.
They can upset somebody first round and lose second.
Right. Right. Get on out of there.
Yeah.
Hey, we made the playoffs.
Right.
Get that playoff check.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
They go catch somebody to lose second round. 3-0.
Sweet. 76. It crossed across the other day.
Yeah.
It came across. Montrezl Harrell, 2 years, $5.2 million.
Veteran. Dudes. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. He went from $10 million, which
was
really bad anyway,
mm-hmm.
right? So now he's got a 2 year deal, $5.2 million.
Yep.
Dude get $2.6 million.
He got the show.
You know what happened?
I hate it.
The week.
I don't get it. You making too much money, dude.
Oh, man.
But you know the crazy thing about it, too.
I live in Denver.
And then another thing is, too, how everybody wants to live these fabulous lifestyles. And want, you know what I'm saying? Live above. I mean, dude, you make a lot of money. You can live great.
$10 million or whatever you was getting, but you ain't got to do it right. You hurting yourself.
They got to do all that, brother.
Dude, they got a wholesale. They got... Dude.
That's why they said, come on.
Oh, yeah. And he could turn. First of all, that's a playoff team.
Yep. Yeah, he's not turning it down.
He's not turning it down. He's like, I'm good. I'm good.
Right.
So, hey, all I got to say is.
Come on, girl. Do your thing, baby.
Keep your nose clean, man.
Pretty much.
Because. Wow.
Woo. What you said.
All I got to say, hope it was worth it.
It wasn't.
We went from 10 to 2.6.
10.
And 10 was less.
And the crazy thing about it, I ain't counting on my man's pockets. Never mind.
Right.
Come on, brother.
That's $1 million for us.
Right.
College football got a game tomorrow. Actually, 7:30. You got Louisville versus Central Florida. If you remember last week, Buck was on here with us, yep. And we went through and you know all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I said off the dribble before the Syracuse game.
Yeah.
Central Florida worries me.
Yeah.
Is that Central Florida? Yes, there. They have new codes. They got new stuff like that, but they put up points.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw what we saw, sir.
Yeah, we did. Absolutely. We saw what
some of us saw more games than others.
Yeah.
They was a total disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
If they go down to Florida with that same energy, lack of energy,
blowout.
We may see a score like you have not seen before.
Blowout.
Oh, easy. Easy. Hell, search and blow them out. You know what I'm saying? So, and you know what? People are rightfully so griping, talking about it, that the AD came out saying that Satterfield was disappointed. He was disappointed. The team was disappointed. They worked on things correctly. You know, first game of the season? You can't get hyped in a conference game?
In a conference game, yeah.
It ain't like you, man. What Charlie Strong used to say, fake juice? Yep. It wasn't like you was playing Auburn, you know what I'm saying? Right. Or somebody heavy hitter that you know, yeah. No. Syracuse. I really hope that they show up.
Right.
Please show up. Please. Because the following Friday, Florida State comes to town with a quarterback that you basically didn't show him no love.
Mm-hmm.
He is trying to, he going to try to go 500 yards. Rushing. And 5 passing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh-wee. Like I said, you really don't see it in the football, especially college football. You got the Rock on doing his thing in college football. But I'm going to tell you what, if they start the season 0-3.
Ah, dude gone.
In the season.
The season's gone. That dude's gone.
Oh, my God. I'm talking about during the season, he's out. I mean, this might be a change. Like, dude, you need to go and step away right now.
Talked about that last week. If we said if it comes down to this, he might be gone mid-season.
I think we was too busy looking at that, going through. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Dude said, I got something to hold my bird. He said, hold my bird. I got something for all you, man.
Right, he do.
I'm going to go ahead and lose all three of these right off the dribble.
Now get me out of here. Bow me out.
I would not sue him. Negligence.
That's what he said.
I would sue him.
Bow me out.
I would sue him. Yeah, I'm going to bow you out all right. Yes, sir.
Woo. I hope they can pull it off, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, googly goo.
Right.
That's all I got to say. Yeah, I bless them.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a real game. We got a real game against another Florida team, another state school, Kentucky.
Yep.
Number 20 goes down to Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
Number 12.
Mm-hmm.
Florida 6-point favorite.
Yep.
This should be a goodie.
Right.
This is going to let you know if Kentucky is
it's real ready. Deal. Yeah.
You know, they're not living off of last year, the year before. We're going to see right here.
Yep.
Florida has improved. Hey, this right here, make sure you tune in. I think this game is at 7 o'clock. Okay, so that's going to be a good one. I'm very, very intrigued. I want to see how Florida's defense is going to, defense line and everything against Kentucky's offensive line.
Right, right.
That's going to be it right there. If Kentucky cannot contain that and the dudes is running crazy, they in trouble. If they can hold water, they got a chance. Because, you know, defense is already stamped as far as Kentucky, but they lost some key players, too. So we're going to see.
We're going to see.
Yeah, we're going to see right here.
Can you do it, Kentucky?
We're going to see. That's for sure. Let's go on dive into this, man.
Let's do it.
It is here. It is on right now. Yep. Bills 2.5 favorite over the Rams. What are some of the keys for Bills, keys for Rams? That's what we're going to go over. And who we think going to win the game. That's how we're going to go through.
I'm going to first off, for the Bills, 14 to watch out for 99. Because every time he plays them, it seemed like 99 is all over 17. Well, I said 14. Alvin and whatever. So, you got to watch out for Donald. Donald's a different monster. You understand what I'm saying? And then get everybody else involved. Don't try to force the ball to Diggs, because that's a hell of a matchup with Diggs and Ramsey.
Right.
Or whatever. But I think the defending Super Bowl champs coming back like that, I don't know. I might have to go with the Rams with this one. Rams come back at home. That's different, dude. Yeah. That's kind of different, man. But the Bills is going to have a great season.
Oh, yeah.
We know that.
As long as everybody stay healthy.
Right. As long as you keep Allen healthy.
Yes, that's the key.
He has to stay healthy. Because I don't even know who they backed up Trubisky was last year, but he ain't there no more.
He started for somebody else.
Right. If the Bills defense can hold up against the Rams offense, man, they have a chance. Right. But if they can't hold up against this offense, though, it's gonna be blown out the water.
Right. I mean, to me, I'm gonna flip it. I talked about it yesterday. I want to see what this defense is gonna look like for the Bills. They middle of the pack defense.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing about the Rams, I don't care who he has. He showed up with Jared Goff. It makes no difference who he's got a quarterback. And Stafford's good. Stafford's coming off his elbow and all this kind of stuff. But now he's got a new toy. He's, Odell is hurt. Odell is still lingering around. He don't know where he's going to sign. They got Mr. Allen Robinson, who is probably one of the most underrated receivers because the teams he done play for.
Yep.
He still got Cooper Kupp. You got all that kind of stuff.
You got
Cam Akers. Hey, man. I want to see what this middle-of-the-pack defense against this Rams. Everybody's talking about the defense of the Rams against Allen. Hey, yeah, that's going to be something.
Right.
And they got some pieces because not only do they have Donald, they got that guy, Mr. Bobby Wagner.
Right.
Behind Donald.
Exactly.
They cleaning up on that. And you got Ramsey on the outside somewhere.
Yep.
Like you said, against Diggs. So, hey, I want to see the flip. I'm going with the Rams on this one. I think it's totally disrespectful to be honest on that. I really do. That shocked me. I get it, but it's totally disrespectful. It's be different if they lost everybody.
Exactly.
And they didn't.
And they didn't. Hold on. Before we leave with that real quick, did you see where Aaron Donald actually sent the Rams a letter saying that he was retiring, but the Rams didn't send it to the NFL?
When did he do that?
This is early in the when he was talking about retiring.
Like some years ago?
No.
Like this year?
Yes, after the Super Bowl. He was done.
Oh, wow.
He sent them the letter, and they were supposed to send it to the NFL, letting the NFL know. They never sent the letter.
Would you?
He never sent the letter.
Yeah, you still young, dude. Stop, bro. We're not doing that.
Oh, shit.
I would have sent it.
The real said, man, you got us twisted.
Yeah, I was one. You on the contract, bro. Sit down somewhere. We know you're emotional.
I thought that was funny when I saw that earlier, dude.
We know you're emotional and everything, but stop.
I said the Rams is crazy. We ain't giving you up.
Right off the bat, I'm talking Sunday, Steelers,
yep.
Bengals, 1 o'clock,
yep.
6 a.m. favorite
yep.
are the Bengals.
Yep.
What's going on? What you looking at? What's some of the keys?
It's crazy because I'm going to be on my forklift like this.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord
but
Jesus.
But I got to record it. But I think the key to this, because both offensive lines for both teams is not great.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, both teams can have a hell of a defensive game. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what I'm saying, with Joe, he can get the ball out fast. You know what I'm saying? He ain't trying to get hurt no more.
Right.
But this is a rivalry game. So, this is a toss-up. Regardless of me being a Pittsburgh fan or not, this game is going to be a toss-up. It's a divisional game. We don't know what Trubisky we're going to get. He could come out, fling the ball everywhere, stay upright, and do his thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't really want all that pressure on Najee. Keep running him and stuff like that because the offensive line that can't hold up, he can't run.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I can see that offensive coordinator do. I can stand him. I can see him doing it or whatever. But the defense got to be able to hold up and get to Burrows. The DBs got to be able to hold up to be able to guard Chase, Boy, and the other young boy, Higgins. Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We got to see if we can hold up. Levi was a great addition. I like him. We got the young boy, Norwood. He's going to be
Touchdown, Bills!
This is going to be. I think this is going to be a good game for us to start off to see what Trubisky could look like. But the Bengals have 6 points. I can see why. You know what I'm saying? They're coming from the Super Bowl.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I can see that. But to me, I say this game could be absolutely a field goal game on either end.
Yeah.
Come down to a field goal. Because like I said, both offensive lines is horrible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you don't know what's going to happen with this game. So, but it could be a field goal game either way.
Yeah. I think for me, I'm right off the bat, my eyes is on Mr. Bills, Mr. Burrs. Trubisky. I want to see what it's like for him leading this. And, I mean, you know, the thing about it, if the offensive line is struggling, I mean, you better have him back there with wheels or decent enough wheels to be more mobile than Kenny. So, I get it. You don't want to throw him into the jungle, as they say.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be key. I think the defense is going to be there, of course, for the Steelers. And then, I mean, I want to see, you know, you got to the Super Bowl for the Bengals, but let's see. You know, it's hard to get back. I'm not saying they'll get back, but I want to see the explosiveness of this offense.
Yep.
If it's truly legit. I mean, you know, we know they got some players and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My man Palmer's coming off. Burrow's coming off of injury.
He got me memories with that
going
one.
Back.
Don't do that one.
Going back. I'm trying to see Burrow go ahead. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a little injury himself, so we're going to see how healthy he truly is.
Right.
I'm with you. I think the 6.5 is too high. I think it's more of a 3-point game, that type of stuff like that. You know, Bengals at home, if you're serious,
you got to take it.
Yeah, you got to have it. If you got to take it. That's on you.
Don't want to be 0-1 in division.
Next up, Bucks 2.5. Over the Cowboys.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I got it. This one, I'm up in the air. I think, really, I'm going to look at the offensive tackle.
Yeah.
Replacing Smith with Smith and freaking Peters. I want to see that. Didn't get a chance to really get to see the offense just because, you know, preseason, things like that.
Absolutely.
You know, Dak ankle was bottom a little bit with new cleats. Never heard of that, so that's an issue. I'm going to see what's going on with that. I want to see if Ezekiel is going to have some kind of exposure. I don't expect him to ever be back how he was. He's a running back.
Right.
The body from Ohio State up to Dallas. I want to see Pollard, you know, how you're going to implement him. And I want to see the new toy. I want to see Turpin. I want to see him not just returning. I want to see him in an offense. Throw him the ball, little hitches, and let him go. He is a different. He's a difference maker. I want to see that. Defense year two should look different than year one. Year one was solid. I want to see what they're gonna look like in year two's defense. You already got, you know, situated. You got a lot of veterans back
there.
And I love bringing Barr in there so you can go ahead and still free up Parson. Let him run around. DeMarcus Ware.
Yep.
I want to see all this. I think you really don't lose nothing when you brought in Barr, you made a change that you don't lose Randy Gregory. You ain't worried about it. And you brought in Dante Fowler. So, you know, that's his overall was better than Gregory. So, you know, it's just that Gregory played for the Cowboys, old boy played for other teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The Rams and different things like that. So, I'm really want to see that. And I want to see my man, Diggs. I want to see, I need to get him. He need to get more crispy on routes and things like that. We know he's a gambler and all this kind of stuff like that. But we definitely want to see that. So, Tom, you know, like I said, we're going to see if Tom, if they can move him off. You might not get to him, but you can move him. You can move him off that spot. You
move
got
him off
a
that
chance.
Spot. It's a route.
Goodwin, he may not play. He still got stuff lingering. You got all kinds of stuff. Fournette is eating donuts all day long. Ain't no telling what you're going to see with that. So, hey, 2.5, I like it. I think it's going to be a 3-point either way. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm riding with my boys, but it should be interesting.
Yeah, I think just going back and looking at this game from last year, I mean, just go back and see what happened. You know what I'm saying? What mistakes was made? What can you do to adjust and stuff like that? Because last year's game was tight.
Yeah, it was.
It came down to the wire or whatever, but Cowboys defense, I think, should be legit this year. I tell Bro all the time, let that young boy just go free.
Yeah.
Let Parson go free,
man. Crazy.
And if Parson goes free and they let him get the Tom Brady like they want, it's going to be a long day for Tom because he's coming off that spot.
Yeah.
He's coming off that spot, but I think this game should be a good one.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if the Cowboys win this game.
Yeah,
you're going to get some old Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? You got to get it.
How much longer does he got?
About another 10. And if you got Godwin, Goodwin, whatever his name is, if he's not playing, so Diggs, you just one-on-one with Evans.
And
just
you do your thing. You ain't got your boy either.
You ain't got no tight end with Gronk. You ain't got no tight end. So, Diggs, you got one job, Diggs.
One job.
Shut Evans down.
Yeah.
He probably going to get a couple of catches. That's cool.
Yeah.
It is what it is, but don't let him go crazy.
Right.
One job. Right.
Don't really say
you
no.
have one job.
Don't let him have six catches for 290 yards.
You have one job. But
right.
I like the problem. Well, I really like him. Dude's solid. Because, he, like you said, Zeke, we don't know what's going on with him. He's up in the air. I'm going to say this, though. Hey, Zeke, you might go lose your job if you weren't his person, brother. Stop it.
Not even just that.
Dude, we got to stop this.
Last week, he was at the club.
Great fight the rapper.
And drinking.
Jesus.
Maybe he already knows.
Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if Dallas take this game because they do have a legit defense. Dallas got a legit defense, dude.
Hey, I'm telling you.
I love that Kia Parson, dude. Damn, my man, we couldn't get him.
Oh, shoot. I'm telling you, boy. Hey, he right. He,
yeah, he's losing his mind right now.
This man already know he's out of. Next up, Saints, 5.5 favorite over the Falcons. The Falcons with Mariota. And Saints got Jameis. How you feel about this?
This is a divisional game.
Yeah, they hate each other.
Yeah, they can't stand each other.
New Orleans and ATL hate each other.
And this game is in Atlanta. I think Jameson, you will be like the guy for the first game. If you can go to Atlanta and pull this game off. Whoo, y'all got a good defense. Y'all go in there and do it. Y'all can do it. But 5 points. See, that's the thing. People got to realize these divisional games, dude, is so crucial, dude, because it's like majority of them like 3 points.
Yeah, they know
it comes down to field goals and stuff like that. So
they pretty much know it. Everybody's personnel. So.
See, but this is two different quarterbacks playing now.
Right.
Yeah. So
two different coaches.
You know what's so crazy? I give the Saints the upset going to Atlanta and win this. I give them the upset going there and win this because I think they got a better defense.
Yeah. Well, it would be an upset. They favorite.
I mean, they are favorite. Yeah. Would be the upset because they at home. The Atlanta's at home.
They don't make a difference. If Jameis and them don't go down there and take care of business, only thing I'm worried about, they did lose that safety, Williams, who's with the Ravens.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted it myself. That right there, I want to see the back end on that, the safety play, big time. I mean, Lattimore's there. He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
You know, defense is always solid, especially at home. Defense on the road is a little different. So. Yeah. Atlanta does have that, but what are we going to see with Mariota and stuff? I mean, they only got one receiver, Pitts.
Right. Right.
I mean, they done lost a lot of, you know, Julio's gone. The other Alabama dude, gambling and all that stuff. So, hey, bro, I mean, you know, hey.
Atlanta's rebuilding. That's what they rebuilding. Yeah. They trying to find their way again, man.
You ain't lying.
That's why they got Pitts.
Yes, sir. So, I'm going to tell you. Miller already got a sack. He's already met, you know, his former team. He done it. Dude, he don't play, man. He don't play. So I'm riding with the Saints on this one.
Absolutely.
I'm riding with the Saints. All the way with the Saints on that one. Jameis, you better not let us down. 49ers, 7-point favorite, going to the Bears.
Well, 49ers, y'all don't go down there and get this win. Something wrong with y'all. Y'all better go there and get this win. The Bears done lost their old dude over there. They got the running back. They're still there. Y'all better go down there and win this.
Mooney. Montgomery and Fields.
Trey Lance. Yeah. We're going to see what you made of. I mean, this is not a hell of a good team, but they're still in the NFL.
Right.
We're going to see what you made of going against them with your first start. See what you do.
Right.
I mean, you got the weapons around you. You know what I'm saying? You got Bosa on the other side of the ball and stuff like that. Y'all got a chance to do it, but it's going to be on him. And the crazy thing about it, trying to think of a good word to say without being bashful. If he don't have a good game, this game or the next two,
which
the quarterback for the 49ers.
Okay.
I see them putting Garoppolo back in.
Jimmy G.
I see them putting Jimmy back in. He has to play well.
What's up,
dude? He has to play well.
Yeah. You know what? I think the battle of the youngsters Mm-hmm. Wasn't both of them the same draft? It's only been 2 years, Trey and Fields.
Yep.
You're going to see. The difference is that to me, you know, there's more talent on the 49ers.
On the 49ers, yeah, way more talent.
You know, Debo and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Kittle's, even though he's hurt, mm-hmm. They line, they defense, mm-hmm. you know, they more established. The Bears, you know, new coaching, new different stuff like that. So we're going to see.
Absolutely.
I think if the 49ers don't go down there and smack wood on them, I mean, you know, it shouldn't even be a contest. And like you said, I'm not even gonna grade you on this one, Trey. I mean, you're supposed to do stuff. If you don't, then you have them thinking and wondering, like, what's going on,
right?
But this right here, this is a confidence game.
I belong here, brother.
You know what I'm saying? But as far as Justin Fields, they ain't need no favors, man. I'm sorry for your partner. They ain't do you no favors. I mean, when you look at that roster is not that good.
Right.
Dre, hey, you already know. You might as well go ahead and continue to stay in Europe. Because I know you don't want to come back and see that.
He said, just stay on vacation.
Just stay over, bro. I don't even worry about that, man. Just check the scores. That's all you got to do. But that's nasty.
He said, stay on vacation.
Stay on vacation, bro. It's all good.
That's funny.
Eagles, 4-point favorite of the Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Oh, my.
First off, this is embarrassing. Why y'all just a 4-point against Detroit? I mean, gee, y'all should.
Hurts. Super Bowl guys.
Right. Hurts, you supposed to go to Detroit and show them what you got, your new shiny toy over there on the other side and stuff like that. Y'all supposed to be these big dogs. They talk good about you.
Right.
Oh, he's going to dominate over in that division. The Eagles going to win the division.
Right.
Eagles this, Eagles that. Boy, if you don't go out there and bust them by 30-something, ain't right. something ain't right if y'all don't go out there and Detroit, dude.
If they win by
7 points, it's still a disappointment.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's still a disappointment.
Right. Yeah.
Don't even. Oh,
this is Super Bowl. They Super Bowl bust, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They Super Bowl bust.
They better go out there and win this.
Crazy, but yeah.
They are hyping the Eagles up so much where it's like, what have they done?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't like they went to Super Bowl 2 years in a row type thing. Right. Or they went to the NFC Championship game and stuff like that. They ain't did nothing.
No.
But add some pieces.
Yeah.
That's
some good pieces.
You got some good pieces.
Even drafted some good. We got that big old 7,000-pound dude in the middle can run a 4.3.
Right.
And then got a Dean on back mm-hmm. over who everybody gave up. So, I mean, they got some pieces.
They got some pieces in the past. Right. Eagles is the Eagles.
I just got one thing. One word. It's perfect.
That's what we're banking on. That's the future.
I mean, we just talked about Lance and Fields.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have them than Hurts. Point blank, either one of them. Put either one of them in that offense.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? With all them toys. You know, come on, man. Granted, I'm like you, Mark. I think the Eagles need to go ahead and blow them out. If this is below 10 points, then, hey, man, all that stuff is counterfeit.
Oh, absolutely.
Counterfeit. I don't care. Yeah, it's the first game, but Detroit, hey, no disrespect to Detroit, pump steam.
Yeah.
But still, come on. This is Super Bowl. Y'all supposed to come in like a machine. But saying about it, you ain't got a driver.
They don't have a driver.
Good luck with that one.
They said we got
but the dude said, I'm the captain now. Yeah. They gonna take his captaincy. Before you know it, we might see Michaud as the quarterback. Hey, I'm just keeping it 100.
Please don't.
Hey, I think he's better than her. That's the scary thing. That's the scary thing. All right. For all the fans up, people, Patriots versus Dolphins.
Divisional game.
3.5 favorite is the Dolphins at the crib. And we reviewed their schedule yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough 5 game, but this right here and the first game and the fifth game is the most must win for them.
Mm-hmm. Why do I feel like that it's always this game right here, as far as it being them divisional games, mm-hmm. that they go hard at each other the most.
Yeah, they do that.
You know what I'm saying?
Belichick gonna be ready.
Yes, he is, and that's the scary thing. Regardless of what quarterback he got, he's ready.
Right. He knows the weakness of everything.
Everything. Well, they got Tyreek. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, we don't care.
No, we're just gonna keep dude over right there. You just stay right here with him. Okay, that's cool. Okay, that's easy.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody else can do that. I have a blanket for him. Right. Nobody else can do it but us.
Right.
It's gonna be a tight game. That 3.5, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can most definitely see that. I can. Dang.
Mac Jones.
But you know, so crazy. Miami got them. I mean, they got them receivers over.
Explosive.
You got a decent backfield.
Yeah.
Miami should be able to win this game.
Got a good tight end.
Yes, they should be able to get this game. But I wouldn't be surprised if Belichick got something up one of them cut-off sleeves, man. Like, for real, dude, because you don't bet against Belichick all the time. But in a divisional game.
He's coming out in shorts.
They in Miami.
Cut-off right? shorts.
Yeah. They in Miami. So, I'm gonna give the edge to the Dolphins, but I don't think it's gonna be a dog fight.
Right.
Because Belichick, it's always like that with divisional games with him.
If Tua, these are the games that the people like Tua has to step up.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the Patriots of old. You have to win this game. If you can't win this home game opener against a Patriots team that nobody even, we don't even know who they got in.
Right.
Right. But we know they're gonna be well coached. Mm-hmm. They lost their offensive coordinator.
Yes, they did.
Bill ain't no offensive coordinator. He's a defensive mind.
Yes, he is.
So we're gonna see what's going on. You know he's gonna pack that defense. Well, you know what? You got two of the best small receivers in the league mm-hmm. who are explosive guys.
Very little.
Bubble screen, crossing patterns, yep. all that kind of stuff. You gotta utilize that without a doubt. Hey, if you cannot, and I'm thinking really. Bad man, I'm taking Patriots with a 3.5, meaning they can lose by 3. I think the Dolphins still win, but I think they'll be 3 points just because right. of that. And Tua, if you can't get this done, man, hey, two gloves, is you up next.
Yeah, he most definitely going to be up next.
You up next, brother.
Like you said yesterday, hands sweating.
Pour it out. Pour it out. Ravens. 7-point favorite versus J-E-T-S, Jets.
Even if Lamar don't play, they better still blow the Jets out. Period. But I want him to get that contract stuff together, you know what I'm saying, so he can be able to relax, come back with his teammates and get everything together. But regardless if he don't play or not, Baltimore better blow them out. Baltimore stayed with a great defense.
Right, and got better.
You know what I'm saying? You guys got some pieces on offense or whatever, even though you don't utilize them because you want to keep running this guy. But they have enough to win this game without Lamar, because I doubt it if that contract gets done tomorrow.
Shame on you, Baltimore, if it doesn't. You know, shame on you. If you got to give him 2-3 more million, more, we already know that he wanted, y'all offered more than what Cal or whoever got, mm-hmm. the more recent one. And I'm with you, Mark. I'm so excited to see the defense, because, like I said, they got that rookie from Notre Dame.
Yes.
They got... He's at a safety. They got Williams, the safety from New Orleans, who was a bad man.
Yes.
So that back end is Trump tight.
I want to see this.
Queen and all that. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I want to see what's going on. That defense itself should say, hey, man, they ain't scoring.
Nobody
Jets.
Is scoring.
And
enough.
Flacco was starting.
And that's another reason why to go ahead and blow them out. This is why we got rid of you anyway.
Right. So, I'm not going to hit on the offense. As far as the Ravens, until I see some improvement as far as the play calling, it is what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be what it is. You know, go ahead and get all the running backs you can and everything else, because they're going to pile. And if you get Andrew, you get him, you got him, you're good with that too, because he's going to be featured.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, like Mark said, you got to take care of business there.
Jesus.
Jags versus Commanders. And the Commanders. Favorite 2.5.
First off, the Commanders' defense is not all the way healthy.
Well, I feel like it's going to be like a Marvel or DC comic dudes coming out, right? No, I feel like Commanders.
This game is horrible. I'm going with the Jaguars. I might great explain this game like that, dude, because this is stupid, dog. Like, for real. I'm going with the Jaguars because I got faith in Doug, but you might not win every game this year. But I believe that he could get a couple of games, a couple of wins with the Jaguars this year, and this is most definitely could be one.
Love that. All I got to say is one has Wentz.
Absolutely.
One has Lawrence. One has Rivera, who I love for defense, and his defense is hurt.
Exactly.
One got Peterson. Peterson, who's a defensive offensive minded Doug, who's a Super Bowl champion.
Yep.
Rivera's a Super Bowl champion with the Bears as a player.
As a player.
I am going to go and ride with the Jags. I think they're going to pull this off. Commanders, I mean, it's going to be a fight.
It's a fight.
But the good thing is that I want to see with Lawrence. Let's see. Sunshine. We want to see sunshine. Let's see what he's doing. We want to
see how good he can really
be. Yeah. So this is you take that step. So we got to see that. Other than that, man, hey, man, you ain't going to find it nowhere unless you live in a D.C. area or Jacksonville. Or if you got the other stuff.
Fortunate enough like we do. Yeah.
Browns and Panthers, even Steven.
This is one of the times y'all really not going to really hear me say this team's going to win a game. But the Browns is going to win this game. The Browns is going to go to Carolina and evict this guy out of Carolina. I don't care. This guy knows who's on the men's right there.
Yeah, he does.
He knows who's coming.
It's a bad boy.
He know that guy over there, regardless where he is, because he's going to travel the best receiver.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name? Denzel Ward. I got to worry about them too twice a year. But, firstly, I don't think he got to worry about this one game. The Browns about to go out there and get him. I don't care what nobody said. Baker said that. I didn't say that. Yes, you did. They got that on their bulletin board. They can't wait to leave tomorrow.
Right.
They get to Carolina. I'm going with the Browns.
Woo. I'm going to tell you what. I am leaning towards Baker. Not because of Baker. McCaffrey. I think he's only going to play about four games, and this is going to be the one that he's going to play. And I think he's going to go. I think he's going to go off. Because, like you said, all that other stuff is shut down and all this kind of stuff. But this other dude, he's different. When he's healthy, he is different. Because they're going to line him up out of here. They're going to run him. Four games and he's done.
Hopefully he don't pull a
hammy. He's done. Truly done. So that's the only reason why. They got McCaffrey. But I love Chubbs and Kareem Hunt. Big time. But the thing about it is the Panthers always have a solid defense. You know what I'm saying? Nothing that my man ain't there no more. You know, Julius Peppers when he was rocking and rolling. You know what I'm saying? But they always be solid. So I'm going to say, if you can't beat the Panthers with Brissett.
What you said.
Baker, you're done.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
I don't care what they say. Talk about, hey! And we said it, that this would be the year that you have a good one. But when you're talking slick, it comes back and bites you. He might not make it through the game.
Might not. I'm scared for him.
We know they got like two or three quarterbacks hurt. Backup quarterback. So.
Absolutely.
Hey. P.J. Walker.
It's gonna be a Wildcat.
You up, baby? P.J. Walker. They still got him.
Nothing but Wildcat. Chris McCaffrey getting ball handed off.
Goodness gracious, he really gonna get hurt. Colts 7-point favorite versus Texans.
Boy, Matty Ice. Let's see what you can do, baby. You going over against Long Neck? If you can't get this win, buddy, something ain't right.
Mr. Giraffe.
Amen. He do. Matty Ice, I believe in you. You got a good defense over there. I got Leonard over on defense, the linebacker who just came back and stuff like that.
Right.
You got your little two running backs in Hines and Taylor. You got some decent receiving core. Let's see what you can do in a different situation, man. Because you got a better offense now than you didn't have for the past 3 years when you went over.
Right.
Or whatever. So you should be able to come out, play well. Your defense is going to play good. You just got to get that offense together. Taylor's going to do what he do. You just got to make sure you get the ball in the right people's hands, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, on paper, we know I should be.
Yeah, Absolutely.
Even though it's at Houston, you got to go down there and take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
Matty Ice, we going to see what you got left in the tank.
Yeah.
You know, really, this is going to be it for you. I mean, yeah. You might got two, but I'm looking at one, and yep. This is it right here. You better go ahead and take advantage of the situation.
And you know what's so crazy?
Your division ain't shit.
Everybody need to be thanking Andrew Luck.
Oh, yeah.
Because if he don't retire, we don't even see none of you. We ain't seen none of
you. I mean, Matty Ice.
We ain't seen none of you.
They keep on trying everybody out. Boy, all the old heads.
Everybody.
So, hey, all I know is this is your opportunity. Go ahead and shine. Texas, I'm telling you, besides Mills, Mr. Giraffe, we don't know who else they got.
No, I don't.
Brandon Cooks is down there still, I guess. He came back or something. So, hey, good luck with that one, Colts. Should take care of business.
Right.
Easily.
Colts.
They dumped it. Matty Ice, you're going to be melting.
Oh, that's horrible.
I'm melting.
Giants versus Titans. 5.5 favorite on the Titans in Tannehill.
Yeah, I'm going with the Titans because the young boy's going. He's coming in. He's coming in this game. He's going to do his thing with Henry.
Mr. Liberty.
Jigga Bay stopped him. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe in the Giants.
No, they don't believe in
the Tennessee, if y'all lose this game, y'all are horrible. Like, really. I mean, I drafted that young boy at receiver because y'all knew y'all was going to lose A.J. Brown anyway. So,
right.
Y'all got a nice offense. Just, I mean, y'all going to run the heck out of Henry. I mean, you put eight in the box regardless, but he's still going to do what he do.
Yeah.
But, come on, Tannehill, what you going to do? Because that young boy's on your butt. He's on your butt, dude. Let's see what you can do. You lose this one. Don't lose the first game. They might put him in halftime.
Hey, you know the crazy thing is that when you look at it and think about it, Chance, Saquon Barkley, all this kind of, I mean, they got some nice weapons.
They got
that quarterback play is scary. And Cook fumbled right off the bat with the Bills.
Yes.
Yeah. Come. Jesus. It's kind of tight. They got to review that.
Yeah.
But Giants got some weapons. The quarterback's defense is not how it used to be.
Right.
The Titans take care of business. Henry's going to go for about 170.
Sure.
Two TDs.
Still for him.
He's going to take somebody for a ride. So, yeah. Dre, you should be happy. The Titans should take care of business.
Right.
Because, the Giants are the Giants. Packers, 1.5 favorite versus another the Vikings.
Divisional. See, this is crazy.
Yeah, they ain't playing.
This is going to be so good.
And they put a lot of favorites on the road.
Exactly. So, Packers, Aaron Rodgers, Union Pacific. You lost your guy. We know it. He lost your guy. He's done there in Vegas having a good time. We know you going to do what you do. We just want to know who's going to be your favorite new target.
Right.
And whatever the case may be, hopefully your defense can hold up. Because we're tired of you going to the NFC Championship game and losing every year.
Yeah.
I mean, as great as you... Right. As great as you are, to be honest with you, Tom Brady should only have, three? If we want to be technical about it, because if you get there every year, we seeing y'all two go up against each other, right. And then you got a possibility of beating him, because people got to realize Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. I'm not going to say it like Stephen A. I'm not going that. That's gay. But he's a bad man. I think he could have got Tom Brady in a couple. Me personally,
right.
But you can't get there and keep losing. His stats is what's going to make him get into the Hall of Fame. He's good at his job or whatever, but get back to this game. I think I'm going to give the edge to Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I think old Funky, you like that? Kirk Cousins. I just think he got too many weapons for the Packers. I love Packers defense. I love what they have on there, but I think we probably won't see the true Packers a little later on, just because he does. I mean, granted, he's in practice. He was complaining about the youngsters and stuff.
Yeah.
So, he still got to get used to certain things. Do they got some weapons? He really don't need that much with him. Mm-hmm. He's been complaining about it every year, even though he had the best receiver.
Exactly.
And bad, one of the best running backs with Jones and him. So now you got Jones and Dillon. So, you got some pieces, the offensive line, all that. But I just think that the Vikings is probably offensively anyway.
Yeah, better.
Better.
Yep.
And they're going to put up, you know, you have, you know, Jair going to have to go against Jefferson.
Yep.
Dillerman, what we getting from him. You got Cook, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, he's got some weapons, and I'm pretty sure they added some other ones. But I'm riding with you. I'm like, yeah, I think the Vikings is going to take it in this home division.
Yeah, it's a home game.
You know, hey, you know, everybody know each other. So, hey, let's go and take care of business. You better take care of business.
Cook, great. Have about buck five.
Woo! Chiefs versus Cardinals. Sneaky good right here.
Now, this is, now, forget right sneaky. Here. This is going to be good.
Woo!
It's Kyler? Yeah. I think this is a game to where Mahomes is going to say, put some respect on my name.
Yeah.
This could be the game you say, okay, Cheetah's gone. I'm going to show you how I can really throw the ball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Other end, Kyler. Woo.
Yeah. Woo.
I hope you're studying and stuff. Well, the case may be.
My town won't be there.
Right.
Kirk is gone.
This is going to be rough.
Green ain't the same green no
exactly.
more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, Cowboy, hey, you got your big money.
You got Hollywood, though. Hollywood Productions.
To get Hollywood at the ball, he got to do what he's good best, scramble. And fling it down the field.
Yeah.
Fling it down there. Because, Jesus. But I'm going to Kansas City with this, dude, because I feel like Mahomes is tired of everybody talking bad about him, man.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to show you what I can do. Because now I'm spreading the ball out for real now.
Right.
And I ain't worried about this one person. And Kelce didn't have a career. He was just always open.
Yeah, he's a mismatch. He knows,
very much so.
He knows, you know, where it goes to crack. Like, and I bet you, I think the Chiefs, and really, like I said yesterday, I just loved it. Okay, you got rid of one of the most explosive, as far as fastest receiver. Mm-hmm. But you got a nice haul in return. And you know what I'm saying? With the other free agents that you picked up. So, and the offense is still going to be moving. Andy Reid is still there. So, it's still
right.
And Mahomes, like you said, put some respect on my name because, dude, I'm still one of the best, if not the best quarterback in there while y'all trying to give it to everybody else.
Yep.
So, yeah. And then with the Cardinals, you know, they said they're missing a lot of pieces. And, you know, if you can handle the ball to Connor all you want, Connor is an okay back. He's not a great back. Otherwise, Pittsburgh wouldn't have ran him out. You know, they
messed
up. So, I mean, he's decent for that. If it's spread offense, you know what I'm saying, things mm-hmm. like that. But who scares you? Hop is gone. You know what I'm saying? He's suspended for 4 games. Like I said, Green ain't the same, you know, all that. So, hey, Hollywood, whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we've been practicing against speed all our career.
Exactly.
Going against Evans in practice. You know what I mean? You know, Tariq. So, all I got to say is I'm going with the Chiefs, and I hope that it's close because I think this should be a good game.
It should be.
It's not. That's an open statement. They would kill Kyler. They would get him.
Damn, another division.
Yeah, Raiders versus Chargers. Right off the bat. Let's see who's going to pop it off.
This is going to be a good one. This is really going to be a good one. Carr got him a new toy. Youngin' over with the Chargers. He's like, hey, man, I'm used to mass. So. I got some weapons over. This is going to be a good. I think this is a toss up. This is going to be a toss up. This is good. This is good, bro. Ooh, but if I had to pick, I'm going to give the edge to LA. I'm going to use the Chargers. And I will say by 3. I'm going to give it to them.
I think Bosa and Khalil Mack is going to eat. That offensive line for the Raiders is not good.
Mm hmm.
They're going to really exploit that. And they still got the back end, too. So, as far as they picked up some, you know, you got Darren James mm-hmm. and they got some other good dudes. And you get home. You got it's the bit. You have to have this.
Right.
You have to have this. I got to ride with the Chargers. I think it's going to be back and forth. Hopefully, it's a back and forth.
Right.
If it's not, then it's a serious issue.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's gonna be one sided and probably be one sided charges and blowing them out.
Right.
So we're gonna see you got Toys, you got Devontae, you got Waller, you know what I'm saying? You got Renfro. I can't believe I've even seen his name. That kind of stuff. So we'll see. But I'm riding with the Chargers also. So we're going to rock and roll. Broncos, 6 Monday night special. How they set this up. This is on purpose.
I was the one. He got traded Broncos, there.
Broncos, 6.5 favorite over the season.
Nah, because when he got traded there, they did it like, oh, no, we're going to switch this. First game. First off, I can't really say like, oh, Russell Gray go out there and just kill him because it was bad blood. You want to do trade, they trade you. It is what it is.
Right.
You're going to go get your old team you won a Super Bowl with. You've been there, 10 years? Yeah. Or something crazy like that? Get the job done. Go for the 12 and win. I mean, they ain't got the same defense or nothing no more. Get the job done.
Our offense.
Go out there. Right. Go out there, get the job done, show love, hey, kiss babies and all that, and they go back to devil. All right. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to win this game. You lose this game, then they probably looking like, why did we bring him here?
Yeah, I mean, you're going against Geno, man.
Right.
And you might as well be going against Geno Philly Steaks, you know what I'm saying? Because that, at least that one's good. Well, it depends. The other people like the other steak,
Right.
But anyway, Geno, come on, man. If you can't beat them, and your offense, like we said, is comparable. You know what I'm saying? Your defense is – the Denver Broncos defense is better than the Seahawks. The Seahawks lost a lot of stuff. Ah, man, hey. Russell's going to go do what he got to do. He got some play. And I think we're really going to see Judy really prosper just because he has
Russell. Has a quarterback, yep.
It makes a difference.
It does.
Drew Locke went over or whatever his name is. Went over. Drew Locke, we know he ain't worth nothing.
Right.
He definitely can't be worth nothing if Geno
starts. Right.
That's embarrassing.
Listen to too much Jesus.
Woo! Chin-ups. Now, yesterday, it was Singletary versus old school, new school.
Yeah, old school, new school.
Singletary versus Ray. Mm-hmm. Well, Ray online on Twitter won.
Yeah.
So he went ahead, took care of business.
Makes sense.
Dominated, you know what I'm saying? That kind of stuff. Dick Buckus is considered the best linebacker of all time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Old time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's LT and Dick Buckus. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
We're going to see because Bob Miller has done his thing. And like I said, he's like a DN to me and all this kind of stuff. This kind of things. So we're going to see because this definitely, I would say off the bat, has to go.
Dick?
Because I really want to see
what they're going to say.
To me, linebacker is Dick Buckus.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Dick Buckus.
I see what you're saying.
And I would say this. To me, I think Dick Buckus is a better linebacker.
Yeah.
That's what I'm right.
Go online.
So we're going to go online and see, but they don't mean what they put online is going to be on it.
Exactly.
Because Vaughn is actually a defensive end. It's like DeMarcus Ware and all that kind of stuff.
Yep. No,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, come on, dude. Linebackers playing. It's different being a true outside linebacker.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You hitting it.
Dude's different. Like, dude was the monster of the Midway.
Right.
So we'll see all that for us.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this. Before we log off and watch this game and stuff like
that. Yes, sir.
If you had to pick one team that you're sure, that you're confident is going to win, who you got?
Win what?
In the NFL. I'm talking about this week.
That I'm
we're gonna do a
confident
yeah.
that's going to win.
Yeah. At a scale of 10, you think that of all this team, home or away, is gonna win. But the caveat is this: win meaning cover the point.
Ooh. Confident Baltimore.
That right
Baltimore.
There.
I didn't have to throw it down no more. I started scared.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
The Jets. The lonely Jets.
Yep.
To me, I think that's a shoe-in. To me, who else should be a shoe-in should be the Titans.
Yeah.
You at the crib.
You at the crib.
Giants is in flux. They don't know what they're going to do.
Exactly.
With their quarterback.
Exactly. Now, you're right about
Tyrod
that.
Tyrod Taylor may be the starting quarterback next week.
You ain't lying.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right about that one.
Hey, y'all, make sure y'all enjoy. Right now, you got Buffalo with a 10-0 lead over the Rams. It's been a turnover fest. Hey, y'all be safe. Make sure go to these games, these high school games that's going on. Can't help that, you know, college is trying to play on it, you know. It's got money.
Yeah.
Conference USA or whatever they're in as far as Central Florida.
Yep.
But, hey, go support these kiddos. Let them rock and roll. Make sure you nominate these players. You know how we do. We'll get some interviews lined up and all that kind of stuff. And we got some very good things happening as far as with Tap Out that we'll hopefully be able to share next week and better rock and roll. God bless y'all.
Y'all be good.
Good night.
You know it.
It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know.